7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, in the holy and blessed month of Shahr Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever little that we have done up until this point, it is accepted, and that our efforts in the remainder of this blessed month is increased until we get to the pinnacle and the peak of this month, which is the nights of Qadr, the nights of ordainment. And there we are really able to take flight and to soar to the only beloved. So one of the acts and one of the acts of worship that have been extremely recommended for us to do in this blessed gathering or this blessed banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dua. Shahr Ramadan is the month of dua. And we have many du'as that we can mention and many du'as that are recommended for us to recite in this blessed month and this blessed time frame. One of the du'as that is recommended for us to recite after every compulsory prayer is the du'a that has been recommended and said to us or reported to come to us from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the book that we would like to introduce in this episode is a commentary and exposition of that particular dua and supplication. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing the book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, I hope and I pray that little efforts that we have done in this month is accepted and that hopefully we are able to increase in the coming days and weeks, inshallah. So as mentioned previously, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is an exposition and a reflection on the daily supplication of the holy month of Ramadan. The book is titled Manifestations of the All-Merciful. Again, it was written by Abu Muhammad Zainul Abideen, or a.k.a. Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and increase his life for us. The book was published in Qum by Ansarian Publications. Now, the book is, as I mentioned, a commentary and reflections on the supplications recited daily during the month of Ramadan, that is reported from the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that begins with the phrase Allahumma adkhil ala ahli al-qubur al-surur, oh Allah, send peace or happiness rather and tranquility on those people of the grave, any of those who have passed away. First of all, this book was published in two volumes, but on alislam.org they've taken both volumes and put it into one. So basically they say at the beginning introduction, this kind of PDF that they have includes both part 1 and part 2. So at the beginning of the book, there is a preface and a kind of writing by one of the people who were influential in the actual publishing of this book. And he mentions this and he says that I recall vividly some 4 years ago. Now when he mentioned 4 years ago, he's talking about 2001. It's about 21 years ago now. During the blessed month of Ramadan, receiving by way of email from Sheikh Khalfan a regular dose of the commentary on the verses of this dua, highly recommended for the month of Ramadan. Each day I eagerly look forward to his inspiring email, You know, today we use WhatsApp. In those days, it was only email. Elaborating the deep meanings contained within each word of this dua. Subsequently, the tabligh section of Dar es Salaam Jama'at under the able leadership of Al-Hajj Mahmud Somji published the work in book form. I am so very pleased to be writing this forward for the second edition, which has encapsulated the full commentary of all 15 verses of this dua and supplication. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Manifestations of the All-Merciful, which is an exposition and commentary on one of the daily supplications and du'as that we recite in this blessed month of Shah Ramadan. And as I mentioned previously, that this book was previously published in two separate volumes, but the online version on alislam.org combined both parts 1 or volume 1 and volume 2 into one file. So one of the headings or chapters of this book is titled Supplication and the Law of Cause and Effect. Dua is an excellent means of achieving one's legitimate desires. The universal law of cause and effect itself encourages us to seek help from the principal cause, who is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus, even in circumstances when things can be acquired through natural means, one should not think that one is needless of supplication. Some, on the other hand, may think that supplication is sufficient and there is no need of achieving our goals through the means that are at our disposal. Clearly, this path also is that of ignorance, for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established the system of cause and effect and encouraged the human being to employ it for his noble ends. The following word of wisdom from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam emphasizes this. Allah does not permit things to take place except by their causes. Thus, He made a cause for everything, seeking the cause of instilling happiness. Having known the aforesaid, every understanding supplicant would seek the causes that instill happiness in spirits of the inhabitants of the grave. Apart from praying for the same, our holy traditions, which indeed are extensions of light, have informed us how to make the deceased happy, following our traditions worthy of contemplation. 1. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked, "Is it possible to recite prayers for the dead?" He said, "Yes," and added, "Surely a dead person rejoices when he is pitied and forgiveness is sought for him, just as a living person rejoices upon receiving a gift." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one of the lessons that we take from this particular section that we read is that in this blessed month of Shahr Ramadan, we remember those who have gone before us, our family members, our parents, our grandparents, the shuhada, the ulama, and all those who have a right upon us, who have left this transcendent world and have gone into the next realm, the next plane of existence. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we go there, that we are remembered well and we are remembered in the supplication of others. So inshallah, let us make the effort in this blessed month of Ramadan to practice upon these teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Immaculate Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.